This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Gotta say, Woodsy, we've been looking forward to this for quite some time. Joining us right now, Padres spring training in Peoria, San Diego Padres pitcher Chris Paddock on our SDCCU fan hotline, live and in person. Chris, it is great to see you. Great to meet you. Have you ever been in this room before? Padres spring training, second?
You know, I've always been curious what's back here.
Actually, if you screw up, this is where they send you. You got to come spend the afternoon in here.
No, I'm excited. I'm excited to be here, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah, really exciting to have you here. First of all, how different is this spring training for you compared to last year when you were fighting to make a club? You were still, you know, somewhat in the process of rehabbing from a Tommy John surgery. Just kind of give me a comparison between the two springs.
Yeah, man, it's completely different, you know, and going into this year, I knew that there was going to be, you know, a lot of expectations from the outside world, from the team, but also myself. You know, me and my brother Michael, you know, a few days ago, he came out to Arizona. We wrote down on our goal board every year that we do, and the word of the year is balance. How to balance my priorities, what I'm trying to accomplish on and off the field, and also being able to do stuff like this. You know, making sure that I keep my priorities, but also, you know, have a little fun with it. Enjoy the time with the interviews, the commercials, you know, stuff that's new to me. You know, but I'm excited, man. It's, I've learned so much in the past, you know, year and a half. It's crazy how time flies these days, but I'm excited. You know, I'm learning each and every day on how to approach different stuff, you know, in and out of the clubhouse with our veteran guys. You know, we got a new staff. We got a new coaching staff, new players. And like I said, I'm very excited to be given the opportunity to be on this squad.
No, we're really excited to have you. We're talking to Chris Paddock here this morning on Ben and Woods. And the moment last year when you found out you made the team was one of the cooler moments we'd seen. We talked about it a lot, and just what a special moment that was. We'd heard about you. We'd seen videos. We'd seen you pitch a little bit. And then for you to make the squad in that fashion. Now, a year later, it's, yeah, I'm going to make the team, and I want to start opening day. It has changed a lot, and obviously your confidence is something that never wavers. How do you keep that level of intensity and that confidence up?
You know, what makes it fun is the competition in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
You know, having G Rich, you know, giving each other a hard time day on day basis of, you know, who wants that job more. And if you have that in the clubhouse, man, you hold each other accountable. Good things are going to happen. You know, we've all talked about it, that it doesn't matter who it is on March 26th. Whenever it's your day to pitch, you're the ace of our squad. You know, one guy's not going to take us to the championship and accomplish our goals that we want to accomplish as a team this year. It's going to take all of us. You know, not just 26 of us. It's going to take, you know, the remainder 45, 50 guys in that clubhouse over there that are going to come up and down and get at bats and fill in spots, and, you know, injuries are going to happen. So it's going to take a lot more than us 26. And that's kind of what we've been pounding, you know, Ting. You know, he's an awesome manager so far. You know, we've connected really well. We've had a good start. And he's so hungry just like we are. And I think it's important to not only have a hungry community of San Diego out there that's, you know, searching for that championship, but also our coaches and also you know, us as players.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And I got to ask you, you're talking about your brother Michael and writing down, you know, doing your goal board, writing down the word balance. When the season ends, how long until you're ready for baseball again? How long does it usually take? Do you decompress at all? Because you don't seem like a guy. I don't see you lying on the couch, you know, eating hot fudge sundaes. It feels like you just went right back to it. What do you do for fun? How do you relax and decompress?
Yeah, believe it or not, man, I do relax and enjoy life away from baseball. But I would say, you know, I take 3 or 4 weeks off.
Yeah.
As hard as that is for me, I've learned that sometimes, you know, less is more. And that's just something that I've learned from the older guys. And, you know, a course of a long my longest season last year in professional baseball, being able to listen to my body is very key, especially if I want to, you know, pitch in the big leagues for the next 10 to 15 years.
Sure.
But, man, it's my happy place back home is, you know, I love to hunt and fish.
Yep.
You know, we have a deer lease ranch in West Texas. Menard is the exact city. And there's no phone service, man. So I just go out there and don't have to worry about any noise. Go out there with the family, man. Have a good time. Catch up. And then I would say what keeps me competitive on the competitive side is golf, man. I really do enjoy going out and hitting the links.
My partner's face just lit up, by the way. Just
I'm the golfer on the show,
okay.
So yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't actually let you – you're going to have to leave because we don't let him talk golf on the show. Chris, thanks for your time today, and we really appreciate it. No, I'm kidding.
But I would say best golfer in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
Correct, Stammen.
Oh, I've seen it.
Oh, dude.
He just hits bombs.
Pitchers are the best golfers.
They are.
I don't know what it is about you
true
pitchers.
True athletes. But
something about, you know, hey, you're starting, it's going to be – you know, 70 to 90 good, solid pitches. You got to repeat the form every time. Works for the golf swing as well out on the golf course.
You know, believe it or not, I talked with Stammen this past year, and I said, you know, not only do I enjoy golf, but I really think it helps my mental side of the game of baseball.
Oh, sure.
How to, especially being a starting pitcher, how to bounce back shot to shot. You can relate that to pitch. You know, how to manage your emotions when you just had a good shot, you know, if you strike someone out, how to, you know, continue that.
Yeah, do it again, right, yeah.
Continuing to repeat everything, but also, you know, enjoy it. You know, sometimes I beat myself up, like trying to beat Tiger Woods out there, and reality is I'm Chris Paddock out there. You know, I'm going to shoot mid-80s, high 70s, go out there, have fun with the boys. And, you know, see what happens.
God, I was a bad pitcher and a bad golfer, and now it starts to make so much sense to me.
Chris Paddock is with us here on Ben and Woods. You mentioned G. Rich. We had him on yesterday. We call him Garrett Richards. Not quite as familiar with him. But we talked about how he's kind of working with you, and then you're working with him as well. He's trying to add a changeup to his repertoire. You've been working on the curveball since last season. I saw it a little bit last year, trying to work on it as well. Tell me about that relationship between the two of you. Also, as you said, competition and camaraderie.
Yeah, it's an awesome relationship, man. I would say towards the end of the season last year when, you know, he was coming off Tommy John injury, we really got to sit down and pick each other's brains. You know, me coming off Tommy John since 2016, we had a lot to relate on and off the field. So that kind of sparked it. You know, that kind of gave us a head start of getting to know one another, and we're pretty close to how we process things and how we attack, you know, whether it's just hitters or whether it's just life. You know, he's a very focused dude, and we have a lot in common. But I'm, you know, looking back, it's crazy how fast, you know, those 6 months go by, and here it is all over again, you know, spring of 2020. But I'm looking forward to it, man. Like I said, we just pick each other's brain day in and day out on the dugout, chewing sunflower seeds, hanging out. You know, you could talk a lot of ball in those 3 or 4 hours of a game. You know, you'd be surprised what you can go over, especially and learn by just listening to an older guy. You know, picking his brain, you know, is basically how I tell the younger guys in our locker room, is just listen. You know, you'll be surprised how much you can learn from a guy if you can just listen to everybody around you and try and take in some information. Basically, one of the quotes that I like is, you know, don't listen to respond, listen to learn. You know, I feel like that's sometimes we get caught up in just listening to respond to the answer to the question.
Sure. Yeah, Ben does that to me all the time. Yeah, every day. Actually.
Look at him. He's looking at you like, no.
You're only 2 months older. He's talking about really older guys.
Oh, really older guys. So, right.
I don't know that you have that much I need to listen to. So.
But, you know, he's a guy that, you know, like I said, we played catch, you know, the last month of the season last year.
Yeah, that's what he said.
And we really got to dial in some stuff. And it's always a plus whenever your throwing partner just, you know, beats up your chest the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's boom, just, boom. Yeah.
Yep.
But like I said, he asked me a few things about my changeup, and we talked about it, went over it, came up with some good ideas together. You know, two brains is better than one. And then I picked his brain about the curveball. And I think it's really important to have that chemistry in the clubhouse, not just with me and Garrett, but me, Cal, Joey, you know, Zach Davies, you know, all these guys that we're getting. It's going to be very important to have that chemistry throughout the whole season, because before you know it, if we're all picking each other's brain and holding each other accountable, we'll be in October.
Well, Chris, I know Padres fans looking forward to seeing you back out on the mound really soon, and looking forward to the 2020 season. And it was a pleasure to get to chat with you this morning.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate
Chris
it.
Paddock. Oh, wow, that was very awesome. Cool. Good luck this season, Chris. Appearing on our SDCCU fan hotline, San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates. Apply today. Equal housing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU4U or visit SDCCU.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.